Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone, and you're very welcome back to another podcast on Narcon with myself and himself. It was funny actually starting off this one. Remy was in a different place in the room sleeping, and I said to him, would you mind co-producing this production with me and going on the sofa? And he just kind of went, oh. He got up on the sofa and went straight to sleep. So I can't blame him. Listening to chats about narcissists must be very boring eventually, when we know what they are and who they are. In any case, let's get into this podcast, which is going to be, is the holiday Hoover coming? I'm making this subject, or doing this particular subject, covering it, because obviously in the States there's Thanksgiving coming up, I think next week or in 10 days. And there's Christmas that follows quite soon after that, the following month. And it is a prime time for narcissistic activity in relation to checking on and re-hoovering into the relationship their sources of supply. So we're going to cover this because it is a very emotive time for people. It is a time when all the things that we may have put aside in our healing in relation to narcissists kind of come back up, because it's a time we generally reflect on people that we have loved. And of course, we have loved narcissists. And that is why we're trying to find out about that relationship and about that personality disorder, in order to really heal and to thrive, you know, to get to know ourselves so much better. I think that's a big part of why people like to find out about what happened to them in the very confusing and chaotic dynamic of the enmeshment with the narcissist. So I don't know if you have found this, but I certainly have. And certainly in coaching, this is a repeated cycle where narcissists will hoover. And for anyone that doesn't know what a hoover is the action a narcissist takes to hoover someone or suck someone back into a relationship with them of some sorts. And this happens not just with intimate partners. It can happen with a friend, family member, work colleague, whoever the narcissist wants back for a period of time, because they need something from them, not because of your value as a human being, as a beautiful person, as a unique person. They literally see people as providers of narcissistic supply, of character traits, of finances, of childcare, of whatever it is they need. They see people as objects that can provide these services to them and for them. So the hoover is always centered around what the narcissist wants from you, not the way they value you and suddenly realize your value as a person. It'll be the value of your services and output of narcissistic supply that they are hoovering you for. So going into the holiday season, it's a good idea, I suppose, for us to kind of straighten things out in our mind, because the holiday season is obviously a very emotive time. Why do narcissists hoover around the time of year they either discarded you, or it may be your birthday or their birthday, or a significant occasion that you shared with the narcissist, or it may be an occasion that comes once every year, like Thanksgiving, like Hanukkah, like Christmas, like any big celebration that you may have shared with the narcissist and that comes about every year. So they can guarantee at that time that you are going to be in not your normal state. You're going to be in a reflective state. You're going to be maybe more emotive. You're going to have memories come up. They hoover at these particular times for two reasons. One, that you're emotionally vulnerable or more emotionally vulnerable than you would have been at another time of the year. And two, that there are memory markers laid down of those occasions. Narcissists will often times have made a big deal of these occasions or made had a very good experience for you around these occasions in the love bomb. So they may, for instance, have made one Thanksgiving the most memorable you've ever had in terms of displays of affection they put on and grandiose displays, you know, gift giving, extraordinary vacations, etc. So they're fairly guaranteed to have you at the most vulnerable that you would be at this particular time of year, giving them a better chance of a successful hoover, and also giving them the excuse like, oh no, I wasn't contacting you because I wanted to get back with you. You know, I was just wishing you like happy Thanksgiving, happy birthday, happy Christmas. Isn't it what everybody does? Like, you know, why are you getting offended? You know, why did you block me? Why aren't you responding? They will lack accountability for the fact that they're actually using those occasions to hoover and then using those occasions as excuses to say, well, they didn't just want to get in touch with you to get back into a relationship. They're just being a nice guy and a nice gal. And like, what's your problem? Okay, so the title of the podcast was, is the holiday hoover coming? And perhaps if it is, when is the holiday hoover coming? You know, kind of questions that can cause us rumination if we're still involved in thinking about the narcissist, even if it's, you know, even if it's been a few years, even if we're in a good trajectory on our healing. There are times, because of all that brainwashing that went on when you were with the narcissist, that some things will trigger those memories and some things will trigger those neural pathways in your mind to start looping again, even briefly. So what I'd like to achieve, and I hope it achieves this podcast, is to kind of put structure on this and get those questions answered, and we can try and file them away. And if we find ourselves going to that place of, I wonder, are they going to contact me? Will I get a text today? Wonder what they're doing. We can open the file and say, this is the answer. This is the possibility, and this isn't a good idea, and shut the file again. So that's what I hope to achieve by this, to give us a more peaceful and a chance of happiness and a chance of a joyful occasion and a chance to make new memories in the holiday seasons and for birthdays. And that was something that was pointed out to me when I was in the very early stages of healing, when I said, I don't know if I can go back to that place that I visited so often with the narcissist. It's extremely painful. And the memories that come back to me, it's like an open wound. And I feel, I don't know if I can do it. And a very helpful, beautiful person said to me, I think you should. I think if you can at all, you should. I'll go with you and we'll make a new memory. I thought that was lovely. And it worked. So if you have the courage and it's not going to set you back too much, feel the fear, face the fear and do it anyway and see what you come up with. I think it's worth pushing, you know, pushing yourself a bit more forward to make progress, because you need to find out what's the other side of the pain, because I'm telling you, it is absolutely brilliant. It's like you would never, ever have imagined. It's getting out of the matrix. It's traveling through and transgressing through that painful period to open the curtains on a whole new world. Okay, so the holiday hoover or any type of Hoover, but for the purposes of this particular podcast, we'll talk about occasion Hoovers, Hoovering, not just, you know, sporadic Hoovering. The timing and will it come depends on two factors and two factors alone. It depends on you and it depends on the narcissist. And it depends on, let's deal with you first of all, and then we'll look at the narcissist. And then at the end of the podcast, I'd like to give you an average timeline for narcissists Hoovering that I have found in my experience, and I'll tell you why. So the factors in relation to when will the narcissist Hoover and is the holiday Hoover coming is how the narcissist left you, how you were at the time of discard with the narcissist. Like, for instance, did you discard the narcissist because the narcissist was cheating? Were you putting in a lot of boundaries, and is that why the narcissist left you? Were you continually contacting or trying to get closure from the narcissist when the narcissist discarded you? And has that been going on even up to recently? All of those things are factors in relation to the narcissist Hoovering. Also, that was what happened then and how you are now, because believe you me, narcissists do spy on us. They do want to know how we're doing, because remember, for the narcissist, old sources of supply are like kind of outposts in the narcissist's survival cycle or circle. So if you think about a narcissist as needing food and oxygen to live, the people the narcissist chooses to spend time with and invest in are considered by the narcissist always accessible to the narcissist, and the narcissist feels an ownership of those investments. So where people are scattered in the narcissist's life, in the past, in the present, in the possible future, are places the narcissist needs to keep an eye on. Because if you're dependent on food and oxygen that those sources of supply, being people, are going to provide you to live, you're going to be vigilant, if not hypervigilant, about making sure that those supply outposts are still under your control and haven't been robbed or taken away by anyone else, aka a new relationship. So that's how important people actually are, how dependent the narcissist is on people that they have under their control, or they think they have under their control. Now, they will get supply on a daily basis from just general interactions with people, maybe from their job, even strangers they meet. But they need a foundational supply, let's call it that. They need tanks of oxygen and supplies of food that they can go and utilize when they're not getting enough on a daily basis, because they cannot operate alone. They do not stand alone. They have not developed as normal human beings have developed. They are not self-supplying, they're not self-regulating, and they're not self-sufficient. And they don't want to be. They've decided that they'd prefer to take and rob from other people than have to work and put out for themselves, even though some of them are highly successful at careers and some of them are quite well off. They still need people, an emotional output, and people believing in them for them in order for them to actually exist. So narcissistic supply, as well as the services other people provide, is essential.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
So how you are at this point in time, how accessible are you? How successful have you been since the narcissist has left? Are you back on your feet again? And if it's a narcissist that's looking for some financial input, you know, would you be able to provide that for them? Not just the other services that you provide so beautifully. Aka, love, attention, care, physical services, whatever the narcissist would have benefited or chosen you for. So they really want to see what kind of a situation have you managed to get into since they tried to destroy and devastate you. And actually, they didn't want you to ever find a way out of this world. What they did want you to do was to be as destroyed as and pinned down as possible so that it would take you a long time to recover yourself. Because they didn't want you escaping. So after you crawled out of the pit that they left you in, they would have left the lid a little bit open. They didn't want you totally gone because they had invested in you. So they literally harvested you, sucked you dry and left you to recover yourself. So if you have recovered yourself, they want to see what else you got for them. All the hard work that you've put into your healing. Maybe you've rebuilt your situation, you know, your financial circumstances. Maybe you've done really well for yourself. Maybe you've gone ahead of in your healing, way beyond what the narcissist actually assumed or thought would be possible. So if there's some jollies there to be had, the narcissist is not going to let anybody else be enjoying the fruits of what they consider their labour. Albeit it's yours in the recovery process. So I think you get the picture, guys. They're looking and remembering how it was when they left you. And don't be fooled into thinking, you know, when they said, and I've often said this because it was said to me, you know, you're unfit for a relationship. You're a loser. Nobody would want you. You're crazy. You're not normal. If only you had been normal, we could have had a proper relationship. So you think that when you've heard those things, you know, and don't ever contact me again. I don't want anything to do with you again. I don't want to know you or your family. I don't want to ever be in that kip of a house of yours. Sorry. My co-producer is losing it there in the background. I don't think he likes hearing these words again. That's Remy for anyone that's not looking at this on video. Who's now shook himself down like we all should. I think that's a very good analogy, physical analogy of what we need to do. So I transgress. So what was I saying? I was saying, yes, that we think, because we think with a normal human mind, that there's no way this person is ever going to hoover me. There's no way. The things they said to me, the way they left me, like, I think if they ever saw me coming, they'd run a mile. That's us thinking. I promise you, as a person who heard those type of things, I got hoovered in a year and a week to the day. So don't think with your own mind. If a narcissist wants something from you, they reframe history. So that's the effect that where you were at the time of discard, how much you've rebuilt yourself, all of those are criteria. And each, I could nearly tell you, if you tell me your situation, the possibilities, without, say, being woo-woo or, you know, psychic, I could nearly tell you a predicted timeline of when a narcissist might hoover. That's without the background of what might happen in their situation. But don't be mistaken into thinking that this person is never going to hoover me. This person is not like a normal person. This person has a personality disorder. And as we know on this channel, I think that there's spiritual stuff going on as well with them in the energy that they operate in. So they're not going to have the same, I couldn't possibly, you know, go back to Paula. I couldn't possibly go back to Rick. I couldn't possibly go back to Joan. It wouldn't be right. No. Remember that dark spiritual energy going on in them? I'll go back to get what I can get from them now that they've recovered themselves and produced more narcissistic supply for me to have. So without labouring that point, no matter how they left you or even how you left them, the only thing about you leaving them will be the style of hoover that you should receive from them. Maybe more of an apology hoover and a how are you doing hoover than the other type of hoovering that they will do. And we'll get on to the different styles and types. It's a long time since I covered the whole hoovering subject. So the narcissist situation, and then we get to the timeline of the average timeline for a narcissist to hoover. So let's just take the narcissist as having been in a kind of a short-term relationship with you, or medium-term, say anything from 6 months to 2 years. If the narcissist monkey branches, as we say, or hops onto somebody else, maybe because you've put boundaries in, or you're exhausted, or the finances have gone down, or the narcissist has gotten what they actually came for, their agenda, what they came for, and they have the ability, maybe they're very good looking, maybe they're very well connected, maybe they have a big social circle, maybe you introduce them to your social circle. And they hopped on someone that they thought was going to supply them more than you were at that given time and supply it in an easier manner. I.e., this person was just going to not realise that they were a narcissist and just give and give and give very easily. So they'll monkey branch and jump away from you to somebody else because they perceive the other person as having more to give. And mainly because it might be easier to get because you've started to put boundaries in. So they're with this new person. There are so many variables to this in relation to the new person not being as fruitful as you. The new person may be another narcissist. The new person may have experience with narcissists and realize that the narcissist is fake, that they're not outputting, or that they've had a rage fit early with the new person because you've totally ignored them and gone no contact. So there are very many variables. Also, the narcissist may be with the new person and feeling a bit edgy about whether this new person is going to work out. So they want to make sure that they have access to you still, just in case, as a backup supply or as a transitionary supply, should they need you. Remember, it's not like they can be on their own for long. Some of them will hop back to mummy or daddy for a kind of a transitional phase where they're going to get looked after and spoilt in the way they probably were as a child and not have to take accountability, not pay bills, etc. So there are a lot of variables that can go on with the new person not working out or not being as stable or as strong as you were in trying to work things out, trying to compromise. If you were the type of person that put up with a lot, that was very hopeful, that supported the narcissist a lot, that did a lot for the narcissist, that believed in the narcissist, and that endured hard times in the hope that if you worked hard enough at the relationship with the narcissist, that it would be of value because the value that was presented to you at the beginning of the relationship seems something worth fighting for. Not everybody's like that. You know, we tend to see everyone, and particularly before we learn about narcissists, we tend to think all humans are similar. All humans are just not similar. So it's not a given that the narcissist has found somebody like you. I'm not saying you're a saint. I'm not saying I'm a saint. I'm just saying we may have endurance. So the narcissist may not find that with the next person and may be looking quickly back to you to make sure that they could ingratiate themselves with you again, or validate you and make you feel like, you know, you were the one and they made a mistake by leaving you. All the things and the tricks and the games the narcissist will play with you and your emotions, because your emotions and your emotional vulnerability and any self-doubt that they will have fertilized in you are actually a currency. Emotions are currency for a narcissist. So that's just an aside there. We're going back to the narcissist situation. Now, in some instances, the narcissist may have been with you for quite some time and may have been selectively looking out for somebody who they feel, again, I'm going back to the finances. It's not always about finances. It could be about connections, social status, jobs, you know, it can be anything. But they may perceive that somebody else that they've met, even through their work, that were they to get serious with this person, the benefits would far outweigh the situation with you. So they may really concentrate over a long period of time in getting this person hooked. And then they may capture this person in the same way they capture everyone, with the love bomb and with the future faking and the potential and even the victim story about how badly you treated them. It's so predictable. It is boring. It's boring as hell. But a lot of people still don't know about narcissists, so it's a whole new experience to them, just as it was to us when we became entrapped. So they'll pick this person for a kind of a medium to long-termer, and they will actually marry them, and you'll go off saying, I can't believe they're actually marrying this new person after being with me for years and years and years and saying they didn't believe in marriage. You know, I know you get it. I know you guys have stories like this, and I know it's mind-blowing stuff, but they're not coming from the same place we're coming from. They don't care. They just don't care. They have no moral compass. They've no integrity. They will do whatever they need to kill, steal and destroy. Whatever benefits them and whatever way it benefits them, whatever way they need to get what they need to get, they will say what they need to say. So yes, they may marry the new person, and then they may have two children in a row with the new person because they want to secure them, because they're after what that person has. For instance, if it's financial or if it's a way into daddy's company. It's always about the narcissist. It is never about anybody else. The only times it's about anybody else is what they can take from them. So if they have gone into that type of situation, you're talking about maybe a 4 or 5 year plan before they can actually extricate themselves with what they needed to get. And it can be longer if the person is prepared to put up with the narcissist. I mean, they can't always hold people, even when they want to, because they're transparent, because they let the mask down, because the person realizes that this person doesn't love me. So what I'm saying to you is it depends on the narcissist's situation. But even if they're in a situation like that's really important to them, that they have an agenda that they want to get from that person, on the sly, they will contact you just to keep an eye on how
much under control you still are, or they'll view you through social media, or they'll be asking questions about you. Narcissists asking questions about you is a hoover. It's the preamble to a physical hoover. It's keeping tabs on you, should they need to physically hoover you. So again, the holiday season is a time where the narcissist can actually get away with hoovering you and checking on you without you being able to hold them fully accountable, because they will, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, use it as an excuse. Say, ah, it was just Christmas. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to you. Now, I don't want a happy Christmas from you, so go away. Ideally, we will have them blocked. I understand when people don't want to have a narcissist blocked or can't because of children. But if you choose not to have them blocked because you do want to see, will they wish you a happy Christmas on the first Christmas that you've been away from them, on the first Thanksgiving you've been away from them? And you may even get so emotionally involved in the occasion and softened emotionally. You may have a glass of wine, a celebratory drink, and you may hoover yourself back in by actually sending them a happy Thanksgiving or a happy Christmas. I believe that that's a spiritual energy working in the background on you to soften you up. And they're kind of waiting there, expecting you to contact them. So don't let yourself fall into that trap. Do whatever you need to do in the holiday season. Put your phone away for the day. Do whatever you need to do to prevent yourself from doing that, because you will regret it. The other thing that they may do is, because you'll be on high alert wondering, if you're just newly discarded, will the narcissist contact me on the holidays? They might contact you the day after, giving you the day to be vulnerable enough to contact them. This quite often happens, that it'll be the day after that you'll get the hoover. They would prefer you to be the vulnerable one and to assess how in control you still are. So if you don't give them the happy holidays on the day of the holidays, it sends a signal to them that, uh-oh, that's not so good. I'm going to have to do something here to pull this person back in under control. This is my person. This is my supply. I don't want anyone else getting that. So to conclude the podcast, guys, I have found in my experience that the general timeline goes like this with narcissists. And again, it's a generalization. And again, each system is customized. But it's very difficult in the intimate relationship. The narcissist can be under quite an amount of pressure to keep a mask on, particularly if they're living with someone on a day-to-day basis, or say they move in with you 6 months after they meet you, or 4 months after they meet you, or whatever. The 2 month stage is a little tricky. They often pull back a little bit. The 4 month stage, you may see a little bit of their character coming out in public, like a bit of a rage. And the 6 month stage is a marker where things start to change. And I often find that's the devaluation sets in. 4 to 6 months to 8 to 10 months, that kind of criteria. The year stage is sometimes the stage when you'll find there's a bit of discarding going on and they're amping up the devaluation, and then you'll get the love bombs again intermittently, shorter than normal. 18 months is when it's not looking good and they're starting to look around, and 2 years is often the time in the relationship that they will break up with you, 18 months to 2 years. Now, I find that if you look at that in the relationship cycle, when they go into the next relationship, that cycle copies, and they're going through the same cycle with the new supply. So I often find at the 6 month stage, there's a kind of a change in the atmosphere, so to speak. and you might get an inquiry from one of their family or something like that, like a little, a monkey, a flying monkey hoover, or checking up on information. And the year, for some reason, is a kind of a marker when a lot of narcissists will hoover. So for what it's worth, that's what I have found. And don't come and say to me, well, you can if you want, but, oh, Paula, it's 3 years' time. It's 3 years since the discard and I haven't got any kind of a hoover. If you give me the other aspect of your situation, how the relationship ended, where you're at now and what the narcissist is doing, I can probably give you the reason why it's 3 years and you still haven't had a perceivable, had a noticeable hoover. But I can guarantee you there will have been checkups as to how you've been doing. I hope that is of some help. Just remember that they're not coming back for you. They're just using the hoovering technique or the hi, hello, happy holidays as a power play, as a control check, because they feel ownership of you, because they feel you at one stage were under their control, and there is no reason why they can't keep you under their control. Because most people in their life, they have used their techniques and manipulations on in order to control them. They don't know, you know, about the narcissistic personality disorder. They don't know that you have really come into yourself and that you're beginning to really love who you are and want to develop yourself further, that you've come out of the matrix and had a type of a second birth in this life. They don't know that. So they assume things are as they always have been for the narcissist. The world is waking up. Thank God. The world is waking up. We don't want this type of cruel, despicable behavior becoming the norm in our society. We now have an obligation to not hate the narcissist, but to understand that there are narcissists around that carry this destructive spirit within them. That we need to be vigilant and that we need to love each other. And we need to be discerning in who we love and how we treat people. That would be my take on how we can overcome narcissistic abuse in the best possible way. That's it for now, guys. If I don't, I will see you before the holidays in America. And take care of yourselves in the meantime and your preparations. And let's plan for happy holidays and happy Christmas and happy occasions where we can enjoy peace and joy and real happiness and fun with our families without going through chaos and drama and cruelty and pain and destruction. Bye for now.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.